I'm Brian McCreath. I'm at Symphony Hall, and Andres Nelsons is back in Boston for several weeks of concerts. Andres, thanks a lot for your time, as always, today.
Oh, great pleasure. Great to be to see you again and to talk again.
So I was, when the schedule was announced last year for this season, one of the concerts that I was most looking forward to was Copland 3, because I just love it. I think it's a great, great symphony. I think it's a greater symphony than a lot of people give it credit for. And I wonder when you actually learned Copland 3. Is this a piece that you knew growing up in Latvia, or was it a more recent thing that came to you after you did more work in the United States?
I must say that this is a relatively new for me. Of course, I was aware of Copland as one of the great American composers, and the Third Symphony, I knew that this is probably the biggest and the strongest, very subjectively strongest pieces of his. And actually, even though it's a new thing for me, I really realize and see that in a way, kind of presents the American, I think, American nation, American soul, and the American pride, the certain patriotism as well, and also the necessity of free expression of yourself as a human being, and this is a huge landscape, yeah. And I think, and it is also a very challenging piece for orchestra, and of course, in Europe it's not so often performed, and I feel very pity that it's so, but I think it is one of the great symphonies of the symphonic world.
So another thing that strikes me, though, is that we have come to understand so much more about Shostakovich through your work with the orchestra over the last 5 years. And this symphony comes from the same time as a lot of those great Shostakovich pieces. And so when you have broken it down and studied it, as you've gotten to know Copland 3, have you sort of thought about that in relation to Shostakovich's symphonies from the same period?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, of course, Copland was aware of what happened around Shostakovich, Prokofiev, Stravinsky, and all the composers of the past. And so there are moments when you feel the bite of Shostakovich, which very much is, it's maybe not as ironic as Shostakovich and sarcastic, but there is also this color of sarcasm in a different way. And maybe in the meantime, it's very original, because Copland has this Coplandish sound and Coplandish kind of phrases. And I think this symphony is very much reflecting, I think, what the American nation is feeling and what the history has been and what the expectations and dreams and future hopes and disappointments and everything. It is everything in the symphony. And of course, the fanfare of a common man, which he uses in the last moment. He writes in a score, marcato, cantabile, nobile. So it's not which is exactly the Boston Symphony sound, which is this ta da da ta da da ti ta ta. This is singing, which is,
yeah. Those words translate to singing and noble.
Singing and noble. It's not. Because sometimes you can hear it more aggressive, but this is really the embracing and noble, and that's very much what the Boston Symphony sound is, but it is challenging.